With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Patriots Monday. But Fitzy, I'm going to call it a Victory Monday, even though we celebrated Victory Friday. After Thursday Night Football, you win, boom, Victory Friday. But from what I saw this weekend, I think we can just roll it right into Monday. Because I think the Patriots, if you watched football around the National Football League.
I did.
I think you feel as good or better about your football team than when you laid your fat ass on the couch on Sunday and never moved and made an impression in the cushions that may never come out. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would like to bring it onto the air early that Andy Hart is feeling guilty today for sitting down and watching football yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit.
I will not stand for that.
How and why would anyone feel guilty for getting a Sunday to yourself? We have so few as the Patriots people of the six rings, the post game and whatnot. Like, take the day for yourself, lad. You deserve it.
So, yeah, I didn't know we were getting into this, but Dan Ball, the producer du jour, brings it to the air. I did. I laid down at whatever it was, like 12:45. I did some things in the morning. Boom, did some stuff outside with the dog. Boom, laid down at around 12:45. And, well, then the only time I got off the chaise on the sectional was to go to the bathroom, grab some food, or go to bed at like 10:30 or whatever it was. And I felt a little guilty. I felt a little weird. I felt a little, I don't know.
What, gluttonous?
Gluttonous. Like, I did.
Negligent of your responsibilities as an adult father and husband?
Well, halftime of the 1 o'clock game, I ate way. Have you ever had the voodoo potato chips that are available?
Zaps, voodoo flavor, yes.
Yeah, well, I ate way too. I find those addictive. Like, once I start, I can't stop with those. I stopped when I reached the bottom of the bag.
I think there's a potato chip company that actually has that slogan, but that's all right.
Ironically, it's not true about them for me. It's more about the Zaps voodoo chips. And yeah, in the third quarter, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. There's a lot going on in my stomach right now. But I felt a little guilty, even though I enjoyed the hell out of that Bills-Bucks game. That was tremendously fun. As somebody who's been annoyed by primetime games of late, not named the Patriots, watching like 3-3, 6-6. Oh, this kind of stinks. What's going on?
There was even a glorified baseball game played in Philadelphia last night, supposedly with two offensive powerhouses.
Correct. So I thoroughly enjoyed watching Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield and that game go back and forth. It was fun. Then the 4 o'clock kicks off and I'm watching the Broncos and the Chiefs and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good one. I can't move and do anything now. And then it's like, wow, Eagles, Lions, that's a good one. I can't go do something now. And then all of a sudden I had been on the couch for 9 hours and I felt like a fat bastard.
I'm just hearing about a great day. That's all I'm hearing. You want my spin zone for you?
Spin it.
You want my spin zone? You were doing your job. You were doing your research on the rest of the NFL so you could compare them to the New England Patriots.
That's exactly what a day of watching football in and amongst trays of cured meats, various dips, chilies, desserts, icy cold beverages, screaming children that were not being paid attention to by their parents and more. I chalked yesterday up to field research. I did my homework. I even saved the grocery bill as a professional write-off. Are you kidding? That's what we're supposed to do. Now, if you had said, oh, I went to the movies, I went shopping with my wife, went out to dinner and went to bed at 8 o'clock, I would have been like, the hell's the matter with you? No, you watch football. It's our time.
Well, I appreciate you guys kind of cheering me up, slapping me in the bum, telling me I was just a working man, just bringing home the bacon for the family by watching football for 9 hours yesterday.
Could have left it at just cheering you up, but that's
yeah, but the phraseology of bum made it sound weird for everyone.
So as we blend what we saw Thursday night, Fitzy, with what we saw all day yesterday, are we feeling like Cam Newton is right and the Patriots are fool's gold, or can I offer up something else? So he compared them to fool's gold, and then he went down the cubic zirconia, middle of the mall.
I really appreciate, because we all know exactly what he's talking about. There's one that's like they try to sell you fancy soaps and scents.
Oh, yeah.
One of them has T-shirts you would never wear or that you would only, you wouldn't even buy for your own for your worst enemy. And then there's the jewelry one where the kids look at it and go, Dad, let's get something really nice for Mom. And you're like, no, Mom doesn't like jewelry that leaves a green ring around her neck.
So the thing that I would compare these 2025 Patriots to, and I don't know a ton about this, but I know they've grown in popularity, lab-grown diamonds.
Mm.
I think the Patriots are a lab-grown diamond. They're a diamond. I don't know that they're going in some museum. I don't know that they are as nice as your great-grandmother's passed down from generation to generation diamond or some diamond.
It's not ancestral. It's not, you know, it hasn't been here as long as the dinosaurs would have been. No, it's not of the earth. It is synthetic, but at the same time, yes.
It's a diamond. Like, you can look your wife in the face and say, this is a real diamond, and it cost me real money, and I'd really like you to marry me. That's why I'm down on one knee here. Is that a fair comparison? They may not be an all-time team, but for this year and the job they need to do, the Patriots are legit. They are for real. And we'll get to our poll later. I think you can make a strong argument that the Patriots are a top, very high team in the National Football League. I'll finish that sentence later.
Mm-hmm. They are a very much a very top high team. The first thing I thought as I got to bed last night after, wow, remarking, geez, I don't remember the last time I watched 7 straight hours of football that didn't involve the Patriots. This is awesome. I got to do this again. And fortunately for us, we do actually get several other occasions between now and the end of the 2025 NFL season to do as much. And I look forward to putting on all of that weight. But after getting to bed last night on a belly full of football, the first thing I thought was the New England Patriots should absolutely feel comfortable with who they are, where they are, and where they're going. There's not another team except for maybe the Philadelphia Eagles that the New England Patriots should be scared of at all. And I wouldn't be scared of the Eagles. I would just think that's the one team that, when they bring their best punch, can go toe-to-toe with the Pats and probably take them down. But otherwise, compared to the rest of everyone else that I saw, from Carolina to Denver, from Kansas City to the Chargers and Jags and beyond, you should be really confident right now as a Patriots fan.
So it's interesting that you bring up the Eagles, because I think that's a world, a stratosphere that the Patriots are in. If you were going to start talking about the teams you're comparing the Patriots to across the NFL, the Eagles are there. The Rams are there. People wanted to put the Chiefs there, but the Chiefs keep losing and might not be there when January comes around. The Seahawks were a team that was there until they weren't there thanks to the Rams. So
they could get back there, but the Chiefs, Andy, they're not going to be. I hate to say it to everyone, they're not going to be there.
They may not be, but you mentioned the Eagles and the talent they have, and they're the defending champs, and, you know, they're a two-loss team just like you. You know, maybe they don't get any beauty points, but they get the victories in the end. But I'll tell you where I'll take the Patriots over the Eagles right now. It isn't talent, because you're right. Talent's on the Eagles' side. It's vibes. It's cohesion. Mm. It's chemistry. It's whatever that X factor is. They don't love each other. There is not a team built in love.
If the baseball adage, Andy, is, you know, 25 different players, 25 taxi cabs home from the ballpark, this is 53 players, probably 40 Ubers.
Absolutely. And if that matters, and I don't know that it does, maybe you just get down to the end and say they'll be there when it ends and they're talented and they'll make the plays they need to. They'll figure it out. They don't need to hug it out to win games. Maybe that's true, but certainly the Patriots have the vibes and the momentum and the cohesion mm-hmm. that a lot of other teams are searching for, that a lot of other teams can't find. So it is a Patriots Monday. That means, yes, we will talk to Drake May around 3 o'clock. We'll talk to Marcus Jones, hopefully around 3:30. We'll continue to break down the weekend, what we saw, the comparisons between the Patriots and the other good teams, not only in the AFC, but in the entirety of the NFL. We'll also continue to react to the Thursday night victory. We have some audio from Mike Vrabel to talk about. He did his weekly appearance on the Greg Hill Show after he spent a weekend. Fitzy, you had the photo on Friday. We were talking about it, right, of him at Logan Airport. He was on
his
way
right
to
up
Tennessee.
Popped right up on at Only in Boston, which is a great crowd source for all things people find around the hub of the universe. And turns out, a little trip down to Nash Vegas to reunite with family and friends.
Catching up with the family and friends, watching some football, yelling at multiple TV screens. Yes, Dan Ball.
You think him and Amy Strunk got a cup of coffee to chat about their season so far?
Excuse me, that's a sentence that has Mike Vrabel's name and Amy Strunk's name in it, so we don't do that.
No.
They're not supposed to be in the same sentence.
They probably met up, Dan, at Hattie B's world-famous hot chicken and shared a couple tendies.
Ooh, lucky them. Nice.
I would like some hot chicken. That would be
Andy, with your stomach and your conditions, the quick exit.
They have a restroom, correct? I assume most restaurants need to have restrooms, so then it'll be fine. We'll just do what we need to do. But yes, we're breaking down where Drake May and the Patriots sit as they head down the home stretch, a home stretch that on one side of the ledger maybe is getting more difficult. I think I may take some heat for something I said late in Friday's show that not a lot of people liked.
Might.
And then people are tying to certain factors that occurred over the weekend, such as Milton Williams going on IR with an ankle injury that I want to just clarify for timeline purposes was suffered on Thursday night. And then mm-hmm. I did a show on Friday and may or may not have said something stupid, so you cannot connect certain timelines together. That's not how time works. But the Patriots, they were sitting pretty. They couldn't lose this weekend. And in fact, I think they won. Fitzy, watching the weekend, what was your biggest takeaway from all the games as it has to do with the Patriots? And just how much better do you feel about the home stretch for the Patriots after watching?
Football fan Nick Stevens said, wow, this is a really sloppy year of NFL. And parity is the one constant I think you can count on across the entire board. Fitzy, the rabid Pats guy, said, oh, the Patriots going to the Super Bowl became that much more a reality to me by the end of the Sunday night game. Like, they're literally telling me the Chiefs are any better? Uh-uh. Telling me Denver's that much better? Uh-uh. Telling me the Chargers? The Chargers got waxed by the Jags, who lost the week before to the Texans, and the Texans barely beat the Titans. And the Steelers beat the Bengals, and the Ravens held on against the freaking Browns, and then the Bills kept losing their lead to the Buccaneers. And, oh, by the way, last time you played the Bills, you beat them in their house. And, oh, when you played the Buccaneers the week before, you beat them as well. Like, show me on the doll where I'm supposed to be afraid of the NFL. Like, the New England Patriots have every right to assert a claim as to being one of the best teams in 2025. Not other years. There are probably many recent versions of the Patriots that would beat this particular team. But where they sit right now, this team is a front runner for the Super Bowl.
I'm glad you said that, because that is what I used as the background information for the poll today at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. With the Patriots off and New England fans / media able to keep a closer eye on the rest of the league this weekend, which is the best team in the NFL right now, Fitzy? The options I gave up were Rams, Eagles, Patriots, or other. Do you hazard a guess as to what is winning the poll pretty easily right now?
Eagles at 55%, followed by the Rams, then the Patriots.
That would be wrong. It's a 50% vote total for the Rams, who knocked off the Seahawks. They have a defense. They have an offense. They have a great coach. They have an MVP quarterback in Matthew Stafford. The Rams are getting 50% of the votes, which we always say, my timeline is my followers, mostly Patriots fans, so I give them credit for acknowledging greatness. I didn't know if there'd be a homer vote here. Second place, your New England Patriots with 25% of the votes right now. Then the Eagles with 22% of the vote, and other is getting a measly 3% of the vote. So I take that to mean people have now settled on those are the three best teams in football right now.
Well, if you remember last year, back to the playoffs.
The playoffs.
What was the most entertaining NFC playoff game last year?
Why don't you just tell me?
Okay. I thought the rapid recall, what with your day of Lux relaxing, you may have been able to tune up the old thought brain. That was Rams at Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
That third weekend, I believe, of January. It was in the snow. They absolutely could have won that game. Just Saquon Barkley was able to make one more play that held on for the Eagles. And then obviously they marched their way down to New Orleans and kicked the holy crap out of the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That game was, they're destined. That, like, I think we can go ahead right now. You're going to tell me what the Bears, they're not going to be there. No one from the NFC South, although hello Panthers. Does that make that win against the Panthers a more high quality dub for the Patriots now that the Panthers went on the road, beat the Falcons, and Bryce Young threw for 450 yards yesterday?
Sure. You know, I've ebbed and flowed with that argument when the Bills lose and all these various permutations. But yeah, some of these other teams are proving they weren't cakewalks, even though everybody wants to tell me your schedule is a cakewalk, it's historically bad, your strength of victory, your strength of schedule, blah, blah, blah.
It was always, Andy, for two decades, it was sis Tom Brady, and he's only good because of Belichick. And now it's, ready, willing, and Vrabel to take advantage of a crap schedule come what may. Stop it. It's not just the schedule. Everybody has a cruddy schedule.
It's not that hard. The Broncos, so the Patriots' strength of victory is 353. Not impressive. I get it. Not impressive. Broncos' strength of victory, 331. Oh, wait, so that's worse? The Broncos, a team you're tied with atop the number one seed in the AFC right now, has a worse strength of victory. And some of the others are similar. The Colts, 373. The Bills, 362. The Chiefs, 362. There's a lot of bad football teams out there. There's not a lot of people that are going game after game after game after the medal of the league. That's why I also point to the Eagles. The Eagles have played a pretty good schedule. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what their strength of victory is, but they've played a really good schedule. You can't really complain about that. With them, it's just, why do they look so crappy? Why are they, playing around with their food? Why
no
can't
continuity
they
on the team, Andy. Nope. That's the biggest thing. When you watch them play, everything Mike Vrabel does, you go back to the V word. I think you said vibes a couple times, so you may have to just put a buck in the jar.
Sure.
I'll Venmo you. It's the community jar. It's all going to charity at the end of the year. Like Sirianni does something and people say, like, what is this guy thinking? Oh, he's going to cost this team when it matters, he's going to cost this team a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Whereas Mike Vrabel pulls a lever or a string and people say, like, ah, another brilliant stroke by Mike Vrabel. He really has his finger on the pulse of this football team. Like, it's just the perception of the two. One is high functioning, the other is utterly dysfunctional, and yet, same record.
Speaking of Mike Vrabel, he was asked about this idea that a weak schedule, fool's gold, they're not that good, blah, 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 yet again on the Greg Hill Show, and here's what he had to say.
No, nothing's weird to me, because people could come on a radio or, it's just like they could, whatever. It's just things that get their attention, or we are okay with that. I promise you. We were okay with anything that anybody says. We are going to come to work. We're going to focus on us. We're going to try to improve, and we're going to focus on the Bengals and going on a road and trying to get our 10th win. That's all we're going to focus on. It just seems that whatever it is, people are going to have something to say, which is great, and they're entitled to their opinion. And what's most important is what we do here and how we work. I promise you, none of that is offensive at all. We just enjoy playing, coaching these guys and watching them be excited and enjoy those moments like Thursday night.
So he is not offended with what Cam Newton said. He's not worried about what Cam Newton said. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. So I assume he also would not be offended, Fitzy, if somebody locally said something like, there's no way this season can end poorly for his New England Patriots, right? If you don't care about...
Who was foolish enough to say that?
I don't know. I saw it on the internet. I feel like it'll be revisited later here on WEEI Afternoons. But Mike Vrabel said, and he's so right. I know it's obvious, but like, He even elsewhere in the interview this morning said, no, I'm not going to put things up for the players to use as motivation.
Yeah, we don't need Cam Newton over it.
Which was a staple of the Bill Belichick era. It's another way that he's distanced himself from the past dynasty and the Bill Belichick ways. And speaking of Bill Belichick, we'll get to him later in the show as well.
How'd his Saturday go?
Not great, and he's a hot coaching candidate, apparently. He had to put out the fires of interest throughout the National Football League with a statement on Instagram.
Uh-oh, I smell sarcasm.
No, just, I mean, I did try to verify like three times before I reposted it that it was real, because I was like, this can't be. Is this AI? Is this like a knockoff account? But yes, Dan Ball, it was real.
Thank God he did put it out, too. He really showed ML Football, Dove Kleiman, and the rest of those rumor aggregators who's boss with that one.
Yeah,
what a joke.
So we'll get to Belichick a little bit later. We will get to our interview with Drake May about 45 minutes from now at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little over an hour from now to Marcus Jones on a Patriots Monday. Where do you think the Patriots sit in the National Football League? Do you agree with our poll that they might be the second best team in football, the best team in the AFC after you broke down all the games from a long weekend of football? 617-779-7937. We also up next have a first. It's not three-point stances, because those happen in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to have two-point stances, right? We don't need to put our hand in the dirt. We're athletes. We're up on 2 feet. Two-point stances. Well, because we got two hosts. Me, Nick Fitzy Stevens, will bring you two-point stances up next here on WEEI Afternoon.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
But I bet I could not play this on a guitar even if I tried for the next 50 years.
This is Billy Strings. He is so good, Andy, it makes me want to never pick up the guitar again.
You know that whole 10,000 hours thing? I think at the end of 10,000 hours, I'd still not be able to do this. No way I'd be able to do that ever. But it's WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday here. Victory Monday, I'm dubbing it, because despite not playing this weekend, playing on Thursday Night Football, I still think the Patriots won the weekend. I think their Q rating, their credibility, popularity, whatever you want to call it, goes up when you compare them to the rest of the National Football League and the other so-called competitors or front runners in the AFC and the NFL. So we'll continue to talk about that all show long. But right now, because we're going to talk to Drake May at 3 and Marcus Jones at 3:30, we need to get our stances in. Not a three-point stance, Fitzy. Today, it's a two-point stance.
3 points stance. 2. Just count to 3. That's 3. 2. 3 shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for 3.
2.
Let's go.
3 fabulous flyers.
And the
two.
Number of the counting shall be 3.
Johnson
2. Ties it 3-3. On WEEI Afternoons.
This is like Utah, the Jaylen Brown. Two. This is like the Jaylen Brown segment. He's much better in two-point land from the mid-range. This is a two-point stance today, Dan Ball.
It's a two-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you whatever number is in front of it by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you're if you were hurt in a car or work accident, or you have to move a segment because King Drake is coming on at 3, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617. That was said with love. 617-777-7777. 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. What? What's wrong? That was said with love. That was said with love. He's the king of New England right now. And based on what I've seen on TikTok, Ann Michael May is the queen of New England.
Also, you got to be careful bringing up kings. It's a little controversial these days. The no kings movement. There's a lot going on around here.
Okay, if you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots, with no superlative in front of it, is joining at 3, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. It's 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons, but either way, we have two hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories of Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is that 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm going to read you something that is often used for very serious issues. Issues in your life and in your world and for motivation, but it's not so serious today. It's the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Today, I point that towards everyone that's bitching about officiating in the National Football League. I know you watched a game last night. It wasn't defensive pass interference, whatever. Or you watched Jameson Williams hump a goalpost and you got mad that that cost him 15 yards, that therefore cost his team the extra point because it was windy. All of that. It's not going to change. They stink. They've stunk forever. They're always going to stink. They even stink with their little computers giving you the measurements now. It's all stupid. Just accept it. Enjoy the game of football. It's fun. We got to watch it yesterday. And also accept that you can't bitch about penalties on defense you don't like and also bitch about low scoring and not enough points being scored. Do I think they err on the side of offense? Yes. And they do it for you, the fan, because Fitzy, they don't want those baseball scores. They don't want 3-3, 6-6, 10-7, 7-6. So you can't change it. Just accept it and move on like I have failed to do for the last 20 years of my life, bitching at high school and youth and professional referees all around the world.
All right. All referees suck. I think one of the auxiliary takeaways from the weekend beyond, hey, the Patriots are better than Cam Newton and lots of other detractors are telling us that they are, given the quality of play or quality of play I saw around the rest of the NFL, was that the officiating continues to just suck out loud. It's not good. It's wildly inconsistent. It's like they hired a whole bunch of new refs. I'd almost rather see them bring back this the scabs, the scrubs, and the replacements from 2012 just so we could get another fail Mary and laugh at it, because these people are trying to get it right, and they are awful.
And it is hard. Like, I think the pass interference from last night's game, you can actually make an argument it was pass interference. Oh, he grabbed his hand, and that limited his ability to pull his hand up and all these different things. You can make that argument. Now, would I call it? Probably not, but you can. There's holding calls. Romo was bitching about backside holding calls and different things in his game. It's all worthy of debate, but these guys literally, I do believe this. I stand, they're literally doing the best they can. Whether that is acceptable to you or me or anyone else is not, you know, for me to decide, but I do honestly believe they're doing the best they can, Fitzy.
It's just that the best that they can is not good enough.
Correct, as Cartman famously said. And we all live in that world sometimes. But I saw Bert Breer tweet out, like, it's time to tear it down to the studs. What does that mean?
Revamp the entire system? Just like
how?
Change the rule book?
What? Like, but like, and with the same guys? Or do you want, a lot of people want full-time refs, so that's going to fix it, right? They're going to change their calls and make better calls because they're full, or younger refs. Well, where are these younger refs that you don't get experience? Because I don't know. When I watch college games, Fitzy, and high school games, where sometimes there's younger guys working their way up, you know what I think? The officials stink. So I don't know what tear it down to the studs means. I think at some point you need to accept, until you come up with your, Dan Ball, what's it called? The ABS. Till you come up with your version of ABS and a better computer AI system for calling NFL games, you need to accept that these are human beings watching a lot go on at a very quick rate, and they're going to F it up. Now, the one answer that I would accept, Fitzy, you've talked about this, I've talked about this, Bill Belichick's talked about this, find a way to challenge everything.
Everything. Challenge it all.
And you can choose when you use it. Is it an important play early in a game? You're not going to get like 10 of them, right? You're going to have still a limited number. And if you need to save it for what you think is a bad pass interference call late in a game, then I would keep it in your back pocket until then. But other than that, they're human beings. They're doing the best they can. It's not good enough for many people, but there is no solution to fix it yet.
Here's the problem. Too many calls in professional football right now are subjective. They're not just like, there's not letter of the law. It's very easy to call offsides because if somebody, or like delay of game, you didn't get the playoff before the clock said zero. It's pretty simple though. I saw two zeros. You didn't move. That's that. But like some of these call, like holding, you know, it's on every play. So call it every play or don't call it all. Like that's a problem. To pass interference. And they need to go back over the celebration rules as to, like, one pump's okay, two pumps is a penalty.
Like, what did Jameson Williams do? I know, I guess, the letter of the law, the upright becomes a prop, and you're not allowed to use props, but,
stop it.
To me, that was fun. That was like what a kid would do. Oh, my God, there's a big padded thing. You know what I'm going to do to it? I'm going to run and jump on it and hug it. Like, that's literally
a childlike
move.
But so many people have done that before.
Yeah,
why now is it all of a sudden a penalty? How does it give the, let me ask you this, how does it give the league a bad look? Because if that's what they're trying to do is prevent people from saying that the league is self-indulgent, inappropriate, etc., how does that give it that bad a look?
You cannot convince me that it does. And what it does is it opens up a lot of people. Anytime there's a call like that, for example, in that game, you bump that PAT back, it's windy, he misses it, you change the score. And you know what, in this day and age, if you change the score people go to, gambling, sports bet. Well, I saw baseball, guy was throwing pitches. You know, I saw basketball, the guy was fixing games. You're going to tell me the NFL's any, like, and you open up that door with stuff like that when it didn't need to be called. Just let the guy kick the regular extra point because the receiver had fun celebrating.
Just, yeah, I thought once they were able, like, oh, so it's okay for them to do a choreographed, synchronized group celebration,
right?
Run down to the celly cam and showcase showboating en masse and showing up other players, but a guy jumps on something and, oh, that's using a prop. Sorry, that's 15 years. So dumb.
Yes, it is.
Dumb indeed. And we'll leave that one there. Refs are dumb. Sometimes you just have to accept that. But we'll move ourselves along to the other of our two hosts today, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Your 2-point stances now. Are you ready?
I shall be prepared. Let us do this thing.
All right, here's 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, if you haven't gauged by now, most of the people here on the WEEI Afternoon Show believe that the New England Patriots came out smelling like roses this weekend for not even doing anything but taking the weekend off after beating the Jetropolitans last Thursday night 27-14. This is mostly because of the Patriots' 9-2 record, their 8-game winning streak, vibes, there's a quarter in the jar, and all of the positive momentum that Mike Vrabel and Drake May have built up together. And when you take a look at the rest of the schedule that the New England Patriots have to play, starting this coming Sunday with a game against the likely Jamar Chase-less Cincinnati Bengals all the way to the very end with the what the hell are we playing for Miami Dolphins, I am likely to agree with Boston Globe columnist, sometimes ally of WEEI, and admitted Fitzy and Hart fan Chad Finn that yes, running the table is officially on the table for your New England Patriots. And while we say that a 13-4 record for these Patriots should be the floor, 15-2 is the ceiling, and I think the ceiling is actually attainable. The Ravens, far from perfect. Buffalo just gave up 30-something to the Bucs, who you beat last week. And oh, by the way, you already played the Bucs. And I don't care how well Buffalo plays in New England. You got 6 games left. Even without Milton Williams, you can win them all.
I don't disagree. the more I watched yesterday, why can't you don't even have the spitter's chance of they're going to blow by you with Ja'Marr Chase and the T. Higgins, right? Like they lose their best offensive player in all likelihood. Yeah. I know it hasn't happened yet, but I think we're all presuming that Ja'Marr Chase is going to get suspended.
Who was it, Jordan Davis, who spit on Dak Prescott in game one? Yeah, that cost him a game.
He gone. And the Ravens continue. It's sort of like the Chiefs and the Ravens are the same team. Everybody wants to talk themselves into they're going to go on this run and they're going to be dangerous. Well, when do they start their run? Because I feel like they should probably start their run soon because neither of them has gone on the run that we thought they were going to go on.
Andy, if Shedeur Sanders knew how to throw a forward pass in the NFL, he would have likely. No, I'm not going to apologize for that. Nope, I'm not. Sorry.
You're not allowed to criticize Shedeur Sanders, I've noticed, on social media.
Oh, that's right. He's the only one who's allowed to criticize himself. That's right.
Correct.
I apologize.
Yeah. If you
but he criticizes
him,
himself.
You're mean, you're racist, you're something. Something wrong with you.
He talks about himself over the team as well. Not like we had a bad loss. I had a bad loss. If he was any good, and he's not yet, but that's a different story for a different day. Then they probably could have beaten the Ravens yesterday. The Ravens didn't cover. That's why I backed out of that pick on Friday, Dan. Not that it mattered. We'll get to that later in the pick six. This is everyone's fallible. They're not playing the Eagles, and they're not playing the Broncos in Denver. Those are the only two games in which I would say, I don't know if I like your chances in this one, guys. They're going to be favorites in all six of their remaining games. That means the odds are you should win.
Right. And what is their biggest black mark right now or weakness? Or I mean, I know there's some injuries that you're working your way through. Hopefully you're getting some guys back today that have been out on offense. Defense might be a little
depth at running back, followed by having to play Corey Durden over Milton Williams until it's Christmas time.
Or even in game, you know, I look at the Patriots. The biggest thing we've harped on is these first drive scores allowing touchdowns. Why do you let Justin Fields and all these guys go right down the field and make you look bad? But as Vrabel said, those are usually followed up by, you know, three plus quarters of pretty good defensive play. And I'd much rather we give up a score on the first drive and get good after that than give up nothing on the first drive and then give up a lot of points every other drive after that.
What was the game where they didn't let him score early and then, oh, it was Atlanta. Yeah, they're like, hey, everybody celebrated because they stifled the Falcons the first drive or two. And then all of a sudden, Atlanta felt like they could score almost at any point when Penix threw it Drake London's way the rest of the game.
And it's like, do you fear the Broncos? Like, as we get further down the line, like, all these teams I watched yesterday absolutely have warts, absolutely have black marks against them, absolutely have questions in either coaching or personnel or execution. And then I look at the Patriots and I'm like, well, they're rolling. And I know you poo-pooed me, and I got to put a dollar in the jar for saying the V word, vibes, earlier. Uh-huh. But it is football. It is an emotional sport. And I think cohesion can matter. And I will say, I also think that's on the Rams' side. The Rams look like they have a football team that kind of likes each other and their coach and their quarterback and what's going on.
But maybe Drake May got a leg back up in the MVP race this week because Stafford was only completed 50% of his passes for just two touchdowns. He was, dare I say, human yesterday.
Yes. All right. That's going to do it for our 2-point stances today. Up next here on, and nice job, Dan Ball. Appreciate you adjusting on the fly to shave off a stance there. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Celtics got a easy win that stopped being easy sometime in the third or fourth quarter and came down to a nail biter with James Harden taking a shot to tie the game as it ended. But Celtics beat the Clippers. Scoring, your veterans, the guys you want to lean on, broke out a little bit. A little Celtics talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. And reminder, stick around 15 minutes or so from now. We'll talk to Drake May.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On a Patriots Monday.
That was the final call on NBC Sports Boston. Celtics get the win over the Clippers. And it was weird. The first thing I thought of there wasn't like, wow, they got away with a win. That's great. Blah, blah, blah. They're at 500. Fitzy, the first thing I thought of there was... How come on the fly, having to go full court with no time, they end up with a better shot than the Celtics ever do coming out of a timeout, drawing up a play with half court to go? Like, that was the first thing. Like, on the fly, James Harden, they throw a baseball pass, they throw it back to James Harden, and he gets a wide open look. Celtics never do that, and Joe draws up the plays on the sideline.
Oh, it is James Harden. The guy does have a mysterious way of... putting on or taking off weight depending on where he wants to go play, as well as shaking and baking his way open for opportune shots like that. I have no idea. It's fascinating how one of Joe Mazzulla, you would think Joe Mazzulla as such a basketball hardo would be able to do that given how great Brad Stevens was at it, and yet it is a significant weakness of this team. I was mostly just thrilled by the fact that the Celtics held on, like had a small lead, and were able to hold on to it in the fourth quarter, because fourth quarters at home this year have been their Achilles heel. Like a lead of 5 points or more in the fourth quarter, God forbid it ever go up to double digits, is kryptonite to this team.
Well, this time it was the third and early fourth quarter when they blew, I think it was 25. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but they had a massive lead. And of course, then all of a sudden, James Harden, I think he had 29 in the second half, like went off, hitting threes like he's not old and not fat and not out of shape, and carried him back. But the Celtics got the win, so let's give them credit. Now the Clippers are 4-9, so it's not like you beat the best team in the NBA. They are 500, 7-7, Boston Celtics. My guy, Jaylen Brown, had a good game, good-ish game. Led the team in scoring.
33. That's more than goodish.
Yeah, but you know how many shots it took to get to 33 points?
It was a bunch.
33. It took him 33 right. shots to get to 33 points.
Well, I applaud the numerical symmetry.
Not his most efficient day, even though he did have a plus 22 to lead the team. You also got 30 from Peyton Pritchard, who finally broke out shooting threes. He finished 8 of 13. Your guy, Derek White, finally was decent from 3, 4 of 8.
50% from 3. If Derek White can shoot... I know it used to be if the team shoots 40% or more, the team can win. If Derek White can shoot 40% or more, the team's always going to have a chance. And this is the form, whether or not the defense sucked down the end, and it did in the second half, this is the formula you're going to need for this roller coaster season to eke out dubs until Tatum comes back.
You mentioned roller coaster. We had a game last week, I'm drawing a blank which one it was, where it was a bench game. All the offensive starters were like minus by double digits, and all the bench guys were plus in double digits. Great.
Yeah.
This was the opposite of that. The starters, other than Pritchard, were all plus in the plus minus. The bench was not good. Sam Hauser, minus 16. Minot, minus 13. Garza, minus 14. And Anfernee Simons barely played. So he had 0 points. Like, they're still finding their way with who's a starter, who's not a starter, who's in the regular rotation, who I can count on. And I think you're learning. I'm not sure you can count on anybody, Joe. So we're going to criticize Joe quite a bit. But after the big three, and actually, you know what? I'll put Kata in there. I think Kata's been a good big man, or a good enough big man.
Kata, I mean, too early to hand out sneaky MVP, but Kata would certainly be in the running for it. Like, he's pretty consistent.
You're giving away Jaylen Brown's MVP to Nemus Kata?
Well, Jaylen, everyone knew Jaylen. Like, unsurprised. The
most disrespected star in Boston. Go ahead, Dan Ball.
Well, it's the similar argument that I tried to make for why Carlos Narvaez was the Red Sox MVP. Is it the flashiest? No. Are the stats the, you know, the brightest and league leading? No. But the point differential, Fitzy, to your point, when Kate is on the floor versus not, is stunning this season so far.
So are you guys really drumming up talk for Kata to be the MVP of the 2025-2026 Boston Celtics?
He's the unsung hero.
I have to defend JB.
Sneaky second MVP.
Okay, second MVP I'll take. Okay, the SS MVP.
The sneaky second star.
Okay. I agree with you more, Dan Ball, in like what the Red Sox used to have, the 10th player award.
There you go. Here's your
sixth man award. Now, yeah. I know he's a starter, so he's not really the sixth
buddy.
Man. The bench buddy, or the, you know, guy who, breakout player, whatever, yeah. Most needed player.
Breakout player. There we go.
Breakout player. See, we landed on it. The Boston Celtics got a win, and we're bitching about Nemus Kata and his being the MVP. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a Patriots Monday, coming off a Patriots win over the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Drake May, Mike Vrabel and company got to watch the weekend as we did. We'll talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.